Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for all the days He's given us to do His mighty work. I thank God for all those who have it in their heart to hear from the Lord as He speaks from the heart. The Lord our God thinks of all things. Everything He do, His wisdom is with it. He does nothing without His love and His wisdom. And He does all things in pure holiness, righteousness. He loves us. And I thank God for it. As we hear His word, we can adapt to Him. We learn His ways. Every word He speaks is a charge. And it charges our life, our heart, and our life. It charges our heart with courage, with discipline. It gives us the mastery of life. Now, not from a position of dominance, but it helps us to make our own free will choice. As we see what the Lord does, we desire what he's doing, and we do it by our will. And if we don't want to, we don't have to receive it. There's a secret that a lot of people don't understand about the kingdom of heaven. It's a willing kingdom. It thrives on willing obedience. There's nobody there, no angel. Everyone that's there, they want to be there. They love like God does. The angels that took the low road, the roguish angels that followed after Lucifer and Satan, they rebelled. They wanted something else. Their focus changed their path. And they are hideous. They are terrible. They hate life. And they went after something else. See, what the Lord has given us, when we believe on Jesus Christ, we chose the way of truth. The way of justice, the way of life, the life of God at our own free will. No matter how many people attempted to coerce us, if we believed on Jesus from our heart, we did it because that's what we wanted to. Now some people, they went along with it. They went along with salvation. People do this. They may not know how important it is, but they believe it on Jesus because they could tell it was in their best interest, and they went along with it. But the deeper dedications they never really made. But they made it in Him. So the way that they see God's word, it won't be as large as it could be in them. They don't measure it that way. Even I didn't when I first got saved. I wanted to do right, but I didn't think I could do right. And the Lord say He saves us where we are. That's a stage. But we're gonna learn more, and then what will we do with the knowledge we gain? But all of the Word of God helps us to grow deep in life. We attach ourselves to His word even more so. And we desire it. We want more of it. And as we learn it, we choose it. That's the path we choose. We learn the greater things of God. We talked about grace yesterday, how it's sufficient. We start using that sufficient grace by our choice. See, the whole kingdom of heaven is willing. God was willing to make all the people of heaven, people on different planets, different races, different kinds. Chapter 15 talked about the celestial and the terrestrial bodies, all the different types of beings God made. He made them, and they all love Him, and they want to be there. The ones that's of the kingdom of God, they want to be there. And they thank God that he made them. They want to be what he created them to be by their own living choice as an individual. You know, I love fixing cars. God gave me that gift. Out of all the things I could have chosen to do, that's what I wanted to do of my own free will. I used to be in a band. One time I prayed for drums. He gave me a drum. He blessed me to make overtime, and I bought a drum set. I could have been a musician if I wanted to. He would have blessed me in that. But I chose to go back to fixing cars after I got out of the band. We have a will. And the Lord don't want you to, you know, sometimes when I say follow God, people think of like a military sergeant. God's going to drill you and tear you down and build you. He doesn't brainwash people. Not to say that the military does. The military do the best they can to make you dig deep so that you don't get out there and get yourself killed. I'm not blaming the military, but God does it totally different. His training is different. He shows you that your options, and you choose of your own free will. See, Jesus defeated Satan, like we read in a few broadcasts ago, when we were talking about how the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit operated in his life. When he, in chapter 4, he defeated Satan of his own free will. It didn't say that God made him do anything. It didn't say that the Holy Spirit made him say something. He did what the Word said. He stuck with the Word. He loved God. He never faltered because his focus was on God. Just like our focus was on him. He looked at the Word. See, when you regard the Word, you're looking to Jesus. Just like Peter did when he walked on the water. As you look to the Word, it gives you capabilities if you receive them. Even receiving the Word of God is your choice. See, we have to choose every step we take. We choose it. We choose to hear God's Word in the first place. We choose to go to church so we can grow stronger and hear the Word and be a blessing to others. We choose to live by the Word, even when nobody's looking. That's called integrity. We choose to speak the Word in faith. That's sufficient grace we talked about in the previous broadcast. We make choices all the time. We choose to grow. We choose to be mature every time. But actually, you know, when you receive the Word of God and you're willing and obedient and you receive strength, it's not like you're consciously making yourself make the best decision. The best decision becomes a willing part of you. You will to do this. It was in your will. You received the Word of God, and that's what's going to come out of your heart. If there's bitterness there, it's going to come out of your heart. If you're attracted to a person, eventually, whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. You're going to say it. I found out if you like somebody, it's going to come out of your mouth. Anything that's in there is coming out. You have to deal with the things. You know, that's why people can tell when you like them. It's obvious. And if you're married and you start liking somebody you shouldn't, you have to deal with it. Or it'll come out of your mouth too. Whatever's in the heart, that's coming out of the mouth. Whatever you agree with. So the things of God has to be in order. If you love God's word, it's going to come out of your mouth. But not against your will. If you start rebelling against it, it's not going to come out of your mouth. If you change your focus, it's not going to come out of your mouth. Whatever you change your focus to, that will shape the way you see everything. You won't have, if you love the world, let's say you love God and you were doing great. You were growing and learning. and something distracts you out there in the world, and you start observing it, or whatever you're looking at, you allow things that's out there change your opinions. If you're afraid of it, whatever you fear, it's working against your focus, your attention's on it. And then it'll start looking bigger and God'll start looking smaller. But when you look to the Lord, He looks big. And as you learn the word, you have more to work with, and you measure it greater and greater. And you're always making a choice in the right direction. As long as you look to the Lord. As long as you operate by your faith. We live by our faith. That's why. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. Because you love God from the roots up. Vision loves God for what it sees. Trust loves God for what it remembers. But faith loves God from the roots up. From the foundation up. I choose your way, Lord. I love you. I fear you. I don't fear anything else. And then, and while you're in faith, you're able, you have an ability to see and judge things for what they are. Especially when you operate in love. See, without love, even your faith won't work. Love helps you see what's in the dark. Love motivates your faith and causes it to work. Your faith won't work without it. That's why we can't afford to be in strife with people. All these things are certain. As you go forward in life, you see things in greater and greater ways, and you're able to choose the best choice. You're already focused on the Lord, and part, even parts of the word that you don't think about often, it'll come back to you. The Holy Spirit will help you. Some parts of God's word will come back to your remembrance. You may not be able to quote it verbatim, but the strength of it is still in your heart, and you will act on it. God will give you quick understanding sometime. You'll know what to do. You won't judge things by what you see. You'll judge it by the word of God. But when your focus is altered, then other things look greater. It could be a temptation. It can be a person. It can be something you're after. A situation. A job. The fear of loss. The fear of poverty. Anything can become greater in your eyes than God. And it will change your focus and the way you learn. See, whatever you focus on, if you value it, you can actually value it more than the life of God. If you're enticed. See, when people are, when the lust of other things enter in, it gets in your heart and you're enticed. And it looks bigger. And then the things of God that speaks against that lust won't be important anymore. That lust will. And you start, it's like cancer growing inside. Every distraction that comes your way, that's anti-Christ, that's anti-life, that's anti-God, that's against God's word, it operates just like cancer. And it grows. It starts taking over you against your will. See, Satan he don't care whether you're willing or not. He wants you to be subdued. If you can be subdued, he can kill you. He can get you to die the second death, which means to go into hell. But when you hate his works, he has nothing to work with. He can't attach himself to your life. And his malignant cancer, you'll cast it aside. You'll kick it out. by the sufficient grace of God, which is your authority. You'll take authority over him and live the word of God. And if you, and for those who feel trapped, because these things are, you know, all sin has its entrapment. It's designed to weaken your will and harden your heart. The way to kill it, love God, soften your heart to the word of God, harden your heart against sin, and hate it. Say you hate it. Because remember, you don't just have authority over demons, you also have authority over yourself. You can train your own will. You can command your own will to do God's will. You can speak the word of God and your will wake up. Your will become mighty in God. And your heart will be fertile and soft so that you can receive the word of God so that it can grow in you and become a part of you and do all these wonderful things that the Lord's got me talking about. This is the way the Lord has taught me his word and what it can do. It's a charge. It builds you up. It gives you strength. It's very mighty. It's mighty. There's nothing in the world that can match it. There's nothing out there in the world system that can match your faith. Your faith is greater than all the things in this world. Your faith. Because it's the same kind of faith that God uses. You don't have to be afraid of nuclear attacks. Just tell Satan he can't use the bombs. In faith. And they'll sit right there in their silos, submarines, or wherever they at. And never be used. Job said God had snow for men to get out of order. God can stop this stuff with the weather. Always look to the Lord. Never look to the threats of men. Never feel fearful about men. You know, never fear men. Some people want to get out of gangs and they're afraid every day. They feel like they might get shot. Don't worry about the foot soldiers. Don't even think about them. Tell Satan that he can't use the gang members against you, the terrorists. Anybody that you feel threatened by, just tell Satan he can't use that person against you. Some people feel threatened against police. Stop fearing them. Don't dishonor them. Just don't fear them. I'm gonna explain something about fear. Fear is a driver. Whoever you fear, when you get in their presence, that fear will cause you to say things that may threaten them, or you may act a certain way and provoke their pride, and it will cause whatever you fear to manifest. I know it sounds weird, but that's how fear works. But when people are trying to bully you and you're not afraid of them, their bullying becomes pointless. And they really don't know how to take you. They see that you're not afraid of them and you might hurt them. In life, people that have tried to bully me and I stood my ground. The Lord taught me this, that you don't have to provoke violence. The fact that you're not afraid of them, and you can look them in the eye and speak your mind. Speak what, you know, I diffuse things with the love of God, but I'm not afraid of them. And when they see that there's no fear, it throws them off balance. They can't, their fear tactics don't work. And they don't know, and they become uncertain of what I might do. And then when I speak the word, the love of God, it diffuses the situation. I've had 100% success with that. And I lived in a place where they sold drugs and they did gunfights. And I wasn't afraid of any of them. I'd walk up to them and talk to them. And they, in fact, the enemy, if there were spirits on them, they'd tremble. I used to literally see the enemy when people were afraid. When people have demons in their lives, the demons are afraid of you. And I've seen drug dealers tremble. I remember I had a gate, and somebody blocked my gate. I just walked over there where they sold drugs. I said, somebody blocked my gate. I need them to move the car. And they, oh, I'm sorry. And they got up and moved the car. And then the people that lived at the house fussed at them for blocking the gate in the first place. You don't have to be afraid of men. And I knew they might have guns. I didn't care about guns. I got something greater than a gun. Your faith and my faith is mightier than anything out there in the world. The devil was scared because I might cast him out. They tremble at Jesus. I don't know what those angels do to them, but they are highly motivated to run from a man of God that knows who Jesus is. Now, if you're not certain about who you are and you're looking at them, and the enemy can detect fear in you, it activates them. And they'll think that they have the mastery. But the Word of God gives you the mastery. Only you. It's called grace. All this is a gift. He made us to be just like Jesus because of His grace. And He backs up His Word. His Word is alive. And when we go forward, we go forward. But other things can change your focus. The way you learn, the way you judge, the way you see things. People that love the world, they're not motivated to learn God's Word. They have a different objective about it. It's not as valuable. The things that they don't know, they can't, there's no way they can value it. They may not even believe they can learn the greater things. Some people put it in the category, well, that's just for preachers. And that's not true either. It's for anybody that want to live. You don't have to be a preacher to do all these things I'm talking about. The Word of God will help you. The Holy Spirit inspired all of the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and He became a man. We receive those words in our heart. We receive Jesus too. Then we turn around, we believe it and speak it and act on it. It becomes part of who we are. It helps us to be willing and obedient. It's the backbone of our will and obedience. When that's true, when the Word of God is the backbone of your word, of your obedience and your will, and you're willingly doing the things of God, then you desire the training of God. You have appetite for the knowledge of God. When all that's in place, there's nothing you can't do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly, and Jesus truly is our Lord.